Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be completing the beautiful Siman Tav Tzadi Ches. And we begin with Sif Yud Ches at the very top line. The Mechaber tells us about a koi. A koi is a certain animal that we have many times in the Gemara. We're not sure what its status is. There's a number of possibilities what it is. It could be a hybrid. It could be a bir yibifnei atzmo. It could be a behema. It could be a chaya. In some ways, it's like a behema and not like a chaya. Sometimes like a chaya, not like a behema. Some like both. Sometimes like neither. In any event, the koi, some also pronounce it the kvi, but it's more properly pronounced the koi, is a certain animal that the Mechaber tells us, pirish birya shenolda mitayishu tzvi. This is a hybrid animal that comes from a sheep and a deer. We'll see in a moment, it makes a difference whether the father is the deer and the mother is the sheep, or vice versa. So this is a hybrid animal that we're talking about. And you're not allowed to go shech this animal on Yontif. And he explains the reasoning as follows. Because of the problem of kisui adam, there's a machlokis, is it requiring kisui adam or not? But if you did shechted, v'imshachato, ein mechasen adamo. We don't have any requirement to do the kisui adam in this situation. Afili yeshlo offer muchon, even if there is dirt that is prepared, like we've discussed in the previous siyufim. B'pnei sharoa yomar, because the person who sees it will say, vade chayehu. There's a machlokis over here, whether it's a behem or a chaya. Now, as we mentioned, chayos require kisui adam, behemas do not. So if you were to see the person doing kisui adam on this koi, so the person who's seeing this is going to say, it definitely is a chaya. Now, a chaya, you can eat the chaylev, but you're not allowed to eat the chaylev from a behema. So therefore, the person's going to see this and say, they're letting him do all this tircha to go and shech this animal and do the kisui adam on this animal on yontif. It must be that it's a chaya. Therefore, the fats are permissible. And you're going to come to eat the fats, which is not allowed. Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Sadi Beis that there are other types of a koi. V'yesh od min koi, other ways that you could define a koi. Shehu birya b'fnei atzmo, it's a separate entity in and of itself. In this situation, v'hu safek chaya safek behema, it's just not clear what it is. It's either a behema or a chaya, we don't know. V'yavin lo chum rishnem, we give it the stringencies of both. In other words, the tunim kisui chaya, we make it do kisui adam on it. However, v'chol ben osu behema, we do not allow you to go eat the chaylev. The issue footnote number 85 brings down what is the status of the buffalo. So the Ramon Yoredeya brings down that in regards to doing kisui adam, it's a suffix whether the buffalo is a chaya or whether it's a behema. Therefore, you do the kisui adam, but you don't make a bracha on the kisui adam. And the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, brings down shenogu shalolachas is klal is domo for this reason that we're going to get a concern that people will think that it's a real chaya and eat the chaylev from it. Sifkot and Tzadi Gimel, the Mishmur says it's a hybrid of a Tayish and a Tzvi. Rotsalom, what does that mean? Tzvi, a male deer, Haba'al Tayashin, that came upon a female sheep. And that's the hybrid that we're talking about, because if it was the other way around, the Ilu Tayish, if it was a ram, Haba'al Tzviya, that went on a female deer, Ach, the Gam Kein Chelbo Osir, even though we don't eat the Chel over there, it's also a Suffolk, Mikomokum Shochtin Osobi Yotav. That type of a hybrid, you are allowed to Shechtin Yontiv, as is brought down Kimbur Biyarade in Simon Kovches, Siv Gimel Bachron Sham. So that's a different din. So again, the three types of hybrid over here, that the father is a deer and the mother is the sheep, the father is the ram and the mother is the deer, or it's a Birya Bifnei Atzmo. Sivkot and Sadi Dalid, you're not allowed to shechted on Yontif. Shari Yev Shulachasus Domo, what's the Yontif? Because you're not allowed to go do the Kisui Adam until Yontif is over. And maybe, Vishema Yisbala Bekarka, it'll be absorbed into the ground, Lo Yerushum Munikra, and it won't be able to be recognizable where the Dam was, Vivatal Mitzvah's Kisui. You won't do the Mitzvah of Kisui Adam. The issue foot number 86 brings down, what about to go and shecht it into some sort of a kli and wait till it won't get absorbed into the kli and then you'll do the kisui adam afterwards? So the Rosh brings down the Gemara in Chulin, Shev Shalasas, King, you're not allowed to do this, Lefishin Shalchtin, Lesoch Kelim, because we don't go shecht into a keli. And he brings out for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemimashalo Tiritz Arosh, Ein Shalchtin, Lotoch Kli, Kibakachu Mavatal as a kli mechano, he doesn't make the kli muktzo by putting the blood into there, so the Tzlach wants to learn out, Shemotel Lavatal Kli mechano, Lotzor Simples Yontif. The reason why the Rosh didn't mention, because it's actually allowed to be Mavatal Kli mechano for Simchas Yontif. But the opinion of Shlomo Zalman is not that. He says, I don't understand the Tzlach over here. He says, "Bistaber shadin ochein kach because makum yevshalol chiyach sos with the rush." Even though maybe that lochi can't bring a proof from the rush, because he says, according to Reb Shimon, who says that there is no issue of muktzah, yochol lahachol Miktsas Hadam leklovim. You could give some of his blood to the klovim. That's why it's not Moksa. And that's why you can be Mekayim the mitzvah Kisei Adam with the rest, the remainder of the blood. And therefore, Kishashochet Latoch Kli in a Mavato Mechon. You're not being Mavato the Kli Mechono. And therefore, he says, Yochel Shochto Latoch Kli, Sheyesh Bo Kvar Dvar Machayim, Mutar Mimela, Enia Bosses Ladover Osir. He says, another explanations, you could go and shecht it into a kli that has something else in it. So it's not a muktzah kli. You're not being mevatel mechay chano. Or, shiyoch lishcho l'tzol kli, shukran muktzah. Ad kodem shochit l'socho. So it was already muktzah beforehand. So for all of these reasons, he says, it's not mevatel kli mechano. He brings out from the Rosh, Yishul Chich, Shein Chovas L'chasus Adam Miyad, B'samach L'shchita. You see also from the Rosh that you can wait till the night time. There's only a technical reason why you shouldn't do it. And therefore, he says, it's a kasha on the Baruch Tam. What does the Baruch Tam tell us? He says, on the place, Shechidish Ikor Mitzus Kisehi L'chasus Tekef Mishayotza Adam in Anishchai. He said that you have to do the Kisehi Adam immediately afterwards. V'imicha Mamish Bitel Mitzus Kisehi. And he says, if you didn't do it right away, that's it, too late. Now, not everybody agrees with this chiddush over here. He says, look in the Daki Tshuva for many different opinions on this. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah. He says in Sivkot and Tzadihei that even if you have dirt prepared, and he brings out from the Meiri that even if this dirt was prepared specifically for Kisui Adam for the Kai, nevertheless, the minig is not to do the Kisui Adam on Yontif. He says, Ainan the Tzlach, Shadaito, the reason the Tzlach says that the Dafka B'Kai should be B'Niatzu. This is only talking about the opinion that the Kai is a separate entity. But if you're talking about a hybrid, avo benolad mitzvi, habal tayosha, if you're dealing with a male deer, came upon a female sheep, so then, in mechino behedja, me'er v'yontif, l'kisui, if you prepare dirt specifically for this situation, mutu lishchot oso b'yontif, then you can go and shech this animal on yontif. Ein shom tamo, and look there for the tzlach's reasoning. Now he goes right there, sivkot and sadivav, b'meisha ro v'chule, the person who sees this is going to assume that the koi is really a chaya. Rots lomar, k'dei shelo yitu lachshov ki koi chaya vados. People are going to mistakenly think that this is a real vaday chaya, and the chaleb is vaday mutter. He midirosh, midisharu, tircha b'yantiv, because they allowed you to do all this extra work on yantiv. V'yesh bo, koach b'yad chacham levatel mitzvah b'shei v'yatase. How could the rabbis do this? Because they have the power to go and tell you not to do something. That it shouldn't lead to a takala, shouldn't lead to a problem. That's a sofi kores over here if it's not sure if it's kores or not, if it's chelev or not. Therefore, rather than having you do the mitzvah kisui adam, which is a kum v'yase, do this. So they say, no, shevi altase, don't go and do this. The Tishu footnote number 87 brings down, what about a ben pakua? That's a fetus that's found inside a mother that's shechta. That's a shechti animal, and they find a live fetus inside that lives. So that animal technically doesn't need shechita. Midrabanan, we say it needs shechita. It technically is geshachted with the shechita of the mother. So the Prima Gadol brings down, Shafagav, Shepsaka Shulchan Aruch, Shaton, Shechita Midrabanan. Even though we say it requires Shechita Midrabanan, Bikamokom lo yichases domo b'yontif. We don't do Kisei Adam on this animal on yontif. Afilum yeshlo offer muchan, even if it has offer muchan, because it really doesn't require anything at all. Even though the reason it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, why we don't do Kisei Adam on the koi doesn't apply to the ben pakua, because the ben pakua is no problem. It's a chayav ados, and it's not going to lead to any takala. Nevertheless, the rabbi said this is tircha yisera, and we don't do tircha yisera on yontif. It's unnecessary, and therefore don't do it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tzadi Zayin says, Ula erev imri shumo nikar yichasenu. We said that you can wait till nighttime and do the kisui adam that night after yontif if it's still recognizable. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, Uli didon dosh teyom. And now we have 2 days of yontif sheni shogolias over here. Chutz laaretz tzorich lahamtin bekisui ad matzah yontif sheni. You can't do it on that second beginning of the second night. You have to wait till yontif is over. The second night is over. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschel for the Erev Imrishum Uchule says because of Harbi Achronim brings down the Shach and Yoredei and others the Drisha the Deris Elio other Achronim Chedusha Rekiva Eger the Magen Avram the Afilu Emir Tzilitain offer Maat Bekli even if you want to put a little dirt into the Kli first for the Kabbal Adam Mesocho and then do the Kibbal Adam into the Kli he says the Beli offer Haloim Kabbal Adam Bekli without putting an offer first you can't do the Kabbalah of the Dam into the Kli, Mishon the Derech Akum, Lashem Zrikal Avodas Gilul. That's the way they used to do it for Avodah Zarah, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya. So Gamkin Einochem B'yontif. We still don't do this on Yontif. The Bezeh, Gamkin Yesh Chashash, the Shema Yomru Midehetiru, Litain Ofor, since there's a concern that since the people will say, this is the rabbis let you put dirt in there, the Vadeh Chayhu, it's obviously clearly a Chaya, and they're going to come to eat over here, the Chaylev, when there's a Sofik, that it's really a din of kares, and therefore we don't do this under any circumstance. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Haga v'adavko sheshechotu b'keren zov v'sukhai gavda. This is only an inyan when you're going and shechting it in a corner. If you go and shech the animal in the middle of the chatzer, why is that different? Then you can even cover up the dam of the behema, which doesn't require kisur dam, as long as you have dirt prepared. Because in this circumstance, the blood is like garbage over here. It's like the heavy lay kigraf shori. It's like a garbage pail of excrement. You don't want it to go and mess up all your kelim that you have over there in the chutzah. Somebody will step on it, or they'll get dragged in the blood, and therefore it brings down for the agos halfasi that that's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says in sivkot and tzadiches, even dam behema, mamashma the kosher came dam koi the mutal chasos, and certainly the dam of a koi, given the belav mitzvah ki so yitzarichu lechasos mishumiyas, because you're allowed to cover it up because of nothing to do with the mitzvah, because of the disgustingness. V'shul lo yitu lahatichal, but nobody's going to mistakenly think that oh, you're allowed to eat the chelav over here because you're allowed to do it for a behema too. The yomim mechasu b'shul shlo yislachu b'kelav. Everybody's going to know that you did it in order not to dirty your utensils. He brings down from the Morgan of Ra. My name Morgan of Ra Mishmatzad Didu says the ilo hakel b'zel lechasos rak hechon shem mechavim emes b'shul shlo yislachu b'kelav. This is only allowed if you really doing it not to mess things up. But if you're really doing it for Mitzvah, then it's really not allowed. Also, he says, he discusses this in more detail. Sivkot and Tzadi test, this is only allowed in Yeshlo offer Muchan. If he brought in dirt for Stam purposes, give a Sif Yudzayin, as we already explained. Or, specifically brought in to cover up excrement, then that's called Muchan Hugan Lozeh. Then it can be used to cover up the blood as well. Sivkot and Kuf, it's like a graf shel ri'i. It's something that's normally going to be covered up. Now we go to sif yotes. Shochat behema v'chaya. If a person shechted both a behema and a chaya, v'nis ariv domam, their blood got mixed together, v'yesh lo offer muchan o'e for kira, and he has either dirt that was prepared, or he has the ashes from an oven, which we said is also good to do kisu yadam. So now he has a behema and a chaya. What should he do? If you go do it with one fell swoop and take the shovel full of dirt and go and cover them both up, and therefore there's no extra tircha, he won't do any extra work because of the dam of the behemoth that's over there, then you're allowed to do kisui adam on the chaya, and even though it's covering up the behemoth as well. But if you have to do extra work, then don't do the mitzvah of kisui adam. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Kufalov says, the same thing we apply not only a behemoth chaya, but also a koi in a chaya. Sivkot and Kuf Beis, when the sarev dam and the blood got mixed together, v'yadam ha'chayim merubim, the blood of the chayim is more plentiful. Ad kidei shem ha'yadam behema mayim, if the blood of the behema was mayim, if it was water, ha'yanikar adam dumis dam chayim, you still would recognize that it was blood of a chayim over there. It wouldn't be so diluted with the water. And this situation was there, b'chol chayim b'kisu, then you still chayim to do kisu yadam. K'bubur yaradeh simen chavchas, it's not diluted to the point where you're not chayim to do kisu yadam. And therefore, you're allowed to do it b'kedit b'dekira achas sivkot and kuf gimel lav davka, not literally one fell swoop. Hakavan is shein tzarich laharbos b'til to lafor b'shvil demei habehema shenitosu. You don't have to do really extra work because of the blood of the behema that's there. Okid mesayim, as we said, if you do have to do extra work, then you're not allowed to do kisui adam. But if you don't have to do extra work, yichasenu kuf dalid the mishnah brua vuadin imayelo deker notz mibodyom. If you had the shovel stuck into the ground, bafer tikhoch into loose dirt. Now mishari big dekira achas, and you have to also do it with one fell swoop. The halo tarach tvei b'shul behema. You didn't do any extra work because of the behema. Furthermore, v'da you should know the lefima. What we already learned in Sif Tezvav, after the fact, if you shecht it, you don't have any dirt available, you're allowed to go and do it with ashes that weren't prepared. So halacha here lemaisa hu adin bin yonenu. So too over here. Nami dino hachi demuter. You'd also be allowed to do it over here as well. To halo tarach tvei b'shul abehemi, because you're not really doing extra work because of the behema. V'lo hetika b'chaber ofer muchan. And the only reason we mention that you should have ofer muchan to do this elim shum sefer, because of the last thing dim ena yochel chasosu b'dikirachas. If you can't do it with one fell swoop, afilu b'ofer muchan lo yichasenu. Then you're not allowed to do it even if you have ofer muchan. And that situation, the Mechaber says, if you don't, v'im lav, lo yichasenu, sivkot and kufei in the Mishnah Berurah, the tarach b'shul behema, because this is extra work for the behema. The issue footnote 89 brings down, v'afapi shemachmas shechachomim osru olav l'truach tir chazu, even though the rabbi says you shouldn't do this, hu yevatel v'adai mitzvah saseshu kisudam, you're going to give up doing the mitzvah kisudam. So nevertheless, Tosus and Beitzah brings down, sheyesh koach v'yachachom alakru mitzvah miyatorah b'shev altasi, as we said previously. Tosus over here, Beitzah says the same thing, that the rabbis have the power to stop you from doing something with the Shev Al Taseh.
The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'skimu achron, the achronim agree." In Sifkat and Kuf Chav Gimel, he brings us down the name of the Morgan Abram, the Yerabah, the Prichadush, the Maimon Mordechai, and the Graz, as opposed to the opinion of the Taz, which disagrees. So all of these achronim agree. The afilu dekira achas, even one shovelful, shaya nota b'shul demei achaya nami yoser. Even if you're doing it over here for the blood of the chaya, it's not allowed. The kivan de ma'orib b'dam behema, because there is dam behema over here. So even if there's no extra work, these achronim say you're not allowed to do it. Based upon this, im kein efshu de b'mokom shemachas dam behema merubim, in a situation where there is a lot of blood of the behema over here, kol kach ad kedesh dam achaya lohya nikar, so much so that if that dam behema had been water, you wouldn't have recognized the dam of the chaya; it would be diluted so much. Im dam behema yamayim upatir also mokom milchatzos, and you wouldn't have to in this situation do kisuy dam. And therefore, im kein tarach b'shul dam behema shenu chay b'kisav yosar. Therefore, you would be doing the work for the dam behema mostly, and that's not a chaya, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do this, and it would be osur. Furthermore, the kasu achronim, he brings down the imshocha b'yem sechotzer. If you shecht in the middle of the yard, mutl chasos b'ofer muchan, then you would be allowed to go take your prepared dirt. Afilu b'kama dekiros. Then, even if it's multiple shovelfuls, kedesh lo yislachu kelev. Again, for the reasons that we said before, kedel b'hagod, like the Ramah said before, because we don't want you to have over here your utensils getting dirty from the blood. It's a graf shori. It's like excrement there. It bothers you to have it there. And therefore, you're allowed to cover it up. It has nothing to do with whether it's kisui adam or not. You'd be allowed to cover it up for behemoth. He certainly can cover it up over here. Finally, we go to the last sif chof. The Mechaber tells us, shochat tzipor me'erev yontif. If you shechted a bird on erev yontif, v'lo kisui adam, and birds also have the mitzvah kisui adam, birds and chayos, not behemos. So you have a bird, you didn't do kisui adam, lo yechasen b'yontif. You're not allowed to go do the kisui adam on yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the sif katan kufav, Ba'afilu yeshlo ofor muchan, nami lo shari. Even if you have prepared dirt, you're still not allowed to do this because it's a tircha. Lo shari le limitrach. The rabbis didn't permit you to go and do this extra tircha over here. The issue footnote number 91 is, what about doing the kisei adam during the banish mashos? You shechted during the afternoon, and whatever the reason you didn't do the kisei adam, now it's the banish mashos, can you do the kisei adam? So the premier gadim is mistopic over here. Maybe, he says, ulai mutul chasus, maybe you can do kisei adam. Why? Because it's during the banish mashos period of time. The rabbis would not go there over here on a shvus b'makom mitzvah. Rabbis didn't forbid you to do this during the banish mashos period of time because you're doing a mitzvah. So that's one side of the coin. Or maybe not, the prima gadim says. Or you talking shekan konsu also mishum shayloi lizar lechasas v'odyom. Or no, maybe the rabbis instituted a penalty over here and said you should have done this during the day. And since you didn't do it during the day, we're not going to let you do it during the banish mashos period of time as well. What about if he shechted during the Benim Shoshes period of time and he didn't do the Kisui Adam? So now it's night time. So the Kaf HaChaim writes here, no, you're talking Shiochal HaChasos. Here you can. Because Lo Gazru El Al HaShochim Yibel Jom. The rabbis only said you can't do the Kisui Adam if you shechted during the daytime and there was time to do the Kisui Adam. But here, when he shechted during the Benim Shoshes period of time, it was already Suffolk Lila. So therefore, it's like it was on Yontif, and therefore you could do the Kisui Adam in this situation. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Kivan dohaya efshalom erev yontif. The reason why we don't allow you to do this over here when you shechted the bird on erev yontif is you should have done the kisui adam on erev yontif. And therefore, umimna misimchas yontif lekakan. Here there's no concern that you're not going to get simchas yontif because you already shechted the bird. Da'afilu lo mechasalei shari abasa bachila. Because even if you don't do the kisui adam, there is no prohibition to eat the animal without kisui adam. Of course, you're supposed to do the mitzvah kisui adam, but if you didn't, it's not a prohibition. And therefore, in this situation, yamtim adla erev, wait till the next night, vim yeh rishuma nikar, and if the blood is still recognizable, then do the kisui adam then, yichasenu. Then he adds, you know what you could do? V'yesh l'chapos olav kli, l'shamro kedesh yichasenu. Go and put a kli on top of his blood, it will hopefully not get absorbed into the ground, won't get evaporated, and therefore, it will still be around for you to do the kisui adam after yontif is over. This concludes this beautiful siman, Tav Tzadi Ches, and today's shir.